Okay. Board of Appeals is now in session. First item of business is approval of the minutes of February 14th meeting.
I make a motion to approve the meeting, the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0. Okay. Now we have an amendment to a special exception, A555.
Nope. That's the old one. What's on them?
This is an amendment.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
But it has
sorry.
Case
it has a new number.
Yeah. This is BOA 2063-2013.
Right.
I guess you start a new numbering system, huh?
Yeah.
To permit a temporary carnival. You want to introduce it?
Sure. This is a public hearing on Board of Appeals case BOA 2063-2013. It amends A555. The hearing was published in accordance with the requirements of the city charter and code on the city's website, and the property was properly posted. At the present time, there are 19 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the city's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record, otherwise they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests an amendment to a special exception to permit a temporary carnival from May 15th through May 26th, 2013, on the northeast parking lot of Lake Forest Mall, 701 Russell Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the C2 General Commercial Zone. Special exception is allowed by Section 24.118.2 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And you may recall that exactly a year ago, Mr. Joseph was here for the initial carnival, and one of the conditions was that in subsequent years, he comes back for another hearing. So I will turn it over to Mr. Joseph.
I'm Peter Joseph, operator of Jolly Shows in Annapolis, Maryland. And like Caroline said, I'm here for the second year, you know, to have the carnival over at Lake Forest Mall. I think last year was our first year, and I think it went very well. I don't think we had any problems or issues or anything like that, and would like to do it again this year.
I've got one question. The big thing last year was talking about the hours. How did the hours work out for you last year?
The hours worked fine. Here's the way we did it. The first couple days, we closed at 10:30, and then what they allowed us to do was extend it till 11 p.m., and if we didn't have any complaints or issues, they allowed us to operate the rest of the time period at that 11 p.m. time slot. And that's what I think they agreed to do this year, just keep it at 11 o'clock, and then if we have any issues, we got it down to 10:30.
And there are emails, Exhibit 16, from the police department acknowledging a lack of complaints about the noise.
Yeah, I saw that. Do you have any questions?
No, I just sort of like to sort of
you
get.
Want to review? Sure, fine.
Oh, no, go ahead. It's not a question, it's a statement about cross checking. I'll do that.
Okay. Staff, have any questions?
No, I would just add something that was discussed and voted on at the Planning Commission meeting, which was that the Planning Commission agreed to kind of extend the temporary parking waiver that's required for future years, so long as the size of the carnival and the use of the mall remain consistent with what's being presented this year, so that because otherwise they would be required to come back to the Planning Commission each year, not just the Board of Appeals for the amendment, but also for the parking waiver. So the Planning Commission, and it's noted in the draft resolution that they agreed to kind of do that in out years.
Yeah, the scope of the operation stays the same, right?
I don't know why we would have an objection, because it's not come to us
anyway.
I just
wanted to inform you.
That's up to the Planning Commission, yeah. No problem. That's always a good sign.
Yeah, they felt that was a good use to attract attention to a retail area, and they felt it was, you know, something that they didn't need to be so restrictive as long as everything remained the same.
Good. Let's see.
Probably don't forget to ask anybody from the public.
I don't know if we have that much time.
I think you have it
back. We don't have that much time.
For the record.
For the record.
For the record, any member of the public? seeing no public here. I think we're okay on that one. I don't see anything else. Are you ready for a resident?
No, I just wanted to state one of the problems. The last time was that in the two lists that were provided of the rides for the Jolly Shows, I remember there was a disconnect.
It was on one ride.
No, I just want to say that I cross checked them all. They're all
on. Yeah.
This year it works.
Well, thanks to Caroline. She reminded me of that.
And the other thing I want before we go onto a resolution, I noticed that this was the petitioner is Frank Joseph and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Are we granting this to Frank Joseph and Sons, or as it says in the proposed resolution, Peter Joseph for Frank? We've gotten into this
okay.
a little bit before.
Well,
and actually, don't we usually approve for the corporation or something like that?
Well, sir, that is mm-hmm. the name of the corporation is Frank Joseph and Sons Incorporated,
right.
doing business as Jolly Shows, and I guess I'm the representative for Frank Joseph and Sons, Jolly Show.
Are you an officer?
I'm the president, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's as high as it gets.
I'm the head nut.
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Okay, so the way it's phrased, I think it's okay then.
Well,
you want to
really.
Take his name out of it and grant
well,
it to
no,
the...
Well, no, his name is fine, but let me just take a look at this again, okay?
Okay.
I think we need to mention in here, and I don't necessarily think we have to do it every time the name is there, is that representation is by the president. You
okay.
know,
well, it,
and
you
mention his name.
Put it in the first paragraph, petition by Peter Joseph, comma, president.
I would have it in the title in the very top at the beginning.
Okay.
And then in the first paragraph, and then again, I guess, at the end.
Okay.
And you're a Maryland corporation?
Annapolis, yeah.
Does that mean that the wording in number one has to be changed as well?
What's that, the condition? Well, that first paragraph.
Condition
sure
one.
Oh, let me get
is granted
there.
For Frank Joseph and Sons.
Yes, it has to be changed.
What would you change it to?
Well, the same way as Hearn is doing it.
Well,
okay.
Represented by.
Okay, for Frank Joseph and Sons Inc. Represented by.
President.
Peter Joseph,
you know,
president.
I think it does need it for that.
You don't think it does?
Because what we're doing is talking about the petitioner and the other sections. We're talking about the petitioner,
but it's
granted to the corporation.
Right.
Now, we have that specifically for
amusement
centers, but we don't have it specifically for that. It is specific in that nature. It says it in the code. It has to be granted to an officer, but that's a whole different.
Oh.
So in other words, for this, you're granting it to
the company.
Company, not to Mr. Joseph.
But I think we can, you know, we definitely should add the president.
Right.
In the first paragraph, and the second paragraph under the operative facts.
Then it would be the petitioner Frank Joseph and Sons Incorporated, represented by Peter Joseph, president.
Yes.
And then leave everything else the same.
Okay.
Second? You made the motion, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 18th day of April 2013, the case BOA 2063-2013, the position of Frank Joseph and Sons Incorporated, represented by Peter Joseph, president, requesting an amendment to Special Exception A 555 for a temporary carnival on the northeast parking lot of Lake Forest Mall in the C2 General Commercial Zone, 701 Russell Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. One, the special exception is granted for Frank Joseph and Sons Incorporated, DBA Jolly Shows, only for the period from May 15, 2013 to May 26, 2013. And shall terminate after that time. Any subsequent carnivals shall require another public hearing by the Board of Appeals as an amendment to the special exception. Two, operations shall terminate at 11 p.m. each evening unless a noise complaint is received, in which case operations on evenings subsequent to the complaint shall terminate at 10 p.m.
10:30, correct?
If the way it's written here is 10 p.m.
10? Is that what it was? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
10 p.m.
Because that's when the noise ordinance.
Okay, 10, okay.
Three, applicant to obtain a City of Gaithersburg special events permit prior to May 15, 2013. Those are the three conditions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 3-0.
Hold on.
Hold on. Thank you very much, folks. Hopefully we'll start getting some warm weather.
Sure, that'll help business.
So we're down right now.
We don't have any other business, right?
We have one other thing on the agenda.
I missed it.
Hello.
It's just basically
information
for you.
Oh, yes. Right. Zoning text update.
Okay, I see. No, I'm just looking at something.
Yeah, you can pass those. They're two different things, and I can talk while you're passing them. What I'm passing out are two memos that will go to the mayor and council regarding the text amendments that the board worked on over the last few months, and I have a tentative schedule. There are people today. So there's a tentative schedule for how these would go through the process of being approved, and I just thought I'd give everybody some of the dates involved. So this memo would go in their packages and be actually there are two different processes depending on the chapter. So chapter 24, which is the zoning ordinance, which is the bulk of what you all reviewed, needs a sponsorship. So that's why there are two different memos, because one has the process whereby that we are requesting sponsorship of the text amendments. And then the other is for chapter 16, which references the Board of Appeals incorrectly, and we thought we would fix that as well. And that just basically is an announcement, an introduction, thank you, of the text amendment. So those would go both go to the mayor and council on the May 20th Monday night meeting, assuming that there is sponsorship for those Chapter 24 text amendments and the introduction for Chapter 16. There would be a July 1st joint public hearing, followed by the Planning Commission recommendation on August 7th, and then policy discussion and adoption on September 3rd by the council.
They're always tentative.
And to the extent that any or all of you want to be there, I think we talked perhaps about you either introducing or being there to testify on the board's behalf for, which would it be, Trudy, at the public hearing?
It would be at the public hearing.
July 1st.
The May 20th is kind of a perfunctory thing that they see it, and they ask questions, and then usually they sponsor.
Right.
And in order to make things go a little, or help the council understand, we do this brief memo that Caroline did a very good job drafting, explaining what each little change is.
Good.
And that helps them understand. And of course, we attach the ordinance with that.
Yeah, I didn't. It's not quite in ready printing order. There's still two colors in it, and so I didn't print that.
So my recollection is that after a lot of discussion about whether or not to put in some of the state statute, my recollection is the decision was made, recommendation of the staff, to put it in because we have a lot of people that come here that are attorneys and that will speak
right.
for their convenience.
Yes, and
you mean instead of by reference?
Yes.
Okay.
And I understand that, and that's fine, but I think it puts a special obligation on both the council and staff and us to make sure anytime there's a statutory change, we have to be quick about changing the rules.
Believe me, by the time they go into effect, which is usually October, we're pretty well aware. We're well aware of it during the legislative session. So we've been very good in those changes. And again, we did put a footnote saying
if there was a difference between
referencing the state statute,
right. state
cover
rules,
right.
Just in case, right?
Good.
Yeah, I saw that. Curious, when the state legislature makes such a change, do you have to chase that, or do they automatically inform you of that change?
Usually we're chasing it because of the Maryland Municipal League being involved. They're usually very much involved in any legislation that's going through the legislature.
Yeah.
So usually the cities and the counties are following it very closely, adding comments. I mean, just as an example, there was work done once again on the ethics, the state ethics ordinance language. And so the city's been following it, participating in hearings and things like that.
So you participate in that legislative process?
Yes.
I think we have no further business.
That's it.
So,
move we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0. We are adjourned.